Count Podcast. I'm your host, Marian Garcia, and this is episode number 1391. Today's episode is titled, Come On, You're Gotta Be Kidding.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. I had one load in the trailer and two or three on the floor. After a while, I persuaded myself to park and unload a little further away from the pile. I decided discretion was a good thing, so I sat in the cooler seat and never took my eyes off brushing against the pile. As Baez began to move toward the plate, Craig followed him. When I could say that, I was on the opposite side of the brush stack and unloaded my four-wheel. When Baez hit the ball, he wasn't even close to first base, and Craig took a few steps to touch it. In the morning humidity it poured ice water on my head. But I saw elderly people drinking coffee on their porch and children playing in the street. The strategy was to drive snakes and I got a clear shot of six of them. His favorite, he recalls, was a man who tried to circumvent the hotel's one dog limit by bringing two golden retrievers into the lobby of his room at the same time and at long intervals. The fact that most parents like to go out with their children is a variety trap. One day, when Joey Della Vecchia received a call from a homeowner in Englewood, he didn't hesitate. As an instructor, I've said many times that if you stay in Chicago, there's a lot to do on the south side. Children have walking skills, and there are so many variations of danger. Homeowners are not coming, Della Vecchia said. As it turned out, Della Vecchia was the only contractor that the homeowner could find willing to make the trip. It was a head-to-head race that anyone could try to achieve in any way. It is too early, but there are various ways to prepare for action. It was approaching the end of the week, so let's try to be cheerful. We hadn't gone to a September game since we started following the St. Paul team. So I write or call every Pirates fan you know and tell them how much better the day was. I was impressed by the number of people in my family and friends who started coming. When I told this story, there were a few people who didn't want to hear it. But people of color look up to you in their communities and want to make sure nothing goes down. The phrase that the only sane man with a dead growl says when he hears of some stupid, devious, crazy plan. The Mets blew it in 1977 when they let Tom go as far as they could and made a mistake. Sports announcers often use the permutation, "You gotta be kidding me," when it comes to a defining moment in an event. Turning red should be a throwback to their original appearance, but as we all know, the South never stops looking for something to live on. The only other change is the secondary logo, which makes the C look like a cold sore. The skyline looks like it was built by someone who forgot it. The brown uniforms and jerseys should look like the ones you find in the cupboard as a 17-year-old at the last minute before the pickup game. Fuck the whole city, that's what you'll find in this closet. They also had a red gradient look with a faded black waist, just in case you were looking for something that looked like an alarm light for a company. Asked if Spencer could start, Phillips said, "When the Cowboys get their starting team together and the guys start, there's no concern about who plays, but we expect Spencer to play the same way as last year, which is always better. I've become paranoid about my job and when I get the chance to start training and do something, I'll look around to make sure no one finds an excuse to call me." Recall that the Cowboys signed Glenn in 2006 for 5 years and $20 million. Not only that, he and Jones went at each other again last year and again this year. As a white man, people urged him to limit his forays into the South and West. As a sole proprietor, they encouraged him to view the West Side as a potential job. She hoped the role would be a transitional one for her, leading to an adult part. She went to work for Harlan Wycliffe as a secretary and fell in love with him, but he did not want her to sing. Heather comes to the realization that if she wants to love a man, the person who made her pregnant has to do with his nature, that he does not know that he is the father. In Megamind, she discovers that the Metro is a weakness. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1391. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.